on Sundays and holy days. Blessed is the man who observes the Sabbath day, who keeps his hands pure, and who abstains from any kind of sin. Isaiah 56:2. The following is from French priest Père Montmorel. The Sunday has succeeded to the Sabbath. It is forbidden on that holy day to do any servile work, and all are under the strict obligation of attending the divine office. After having spent 6 days in the tumult of temporal affairs, is it not just and right to devote one day for the purpose of collecting one's thoughts and of thinking of spiritual things? You work during 6 days, says the Lord, and in those 6 days you do all that you have to do, but the seventh day is consecrated to the Lord your God. To celebrate Sundays and holy days properly, your chief aim should be to avoid all that is evil and to do good. It is true that there can be no time when it is permitted to do wrong, and that we are always obliged to do good. Still, it is also true that we have particular obligations on fixed days to avoid the one with greater care and to do the other with greater zeal. Alas, who would credit it if one did not see it with their own eyes? Christians, as uncouth as the Pharisees, think that they satisfy the obligation of keeping the Sunday by merely abstaining from manual labor, as if they acted solely from a wise policy or to give rest to a tired body, and not from any wish of strengthening the soul after it has been weakened by the worry and cares of business. It is also true that many, whose profession consists chiefly of headwork, or those who have naught else to do but play and amuse themselves, make no difference on feast days, except the hearing a mass in a hurried way, their minds thinking of worldly things, their hearts filled with frivolities. We can even affirm that, generally speaking, more harm is done on Sundays and holy days. It is this that caused St. John Chrysostom to say that the Sabbath, which had been set apart for cleansing our souls from sins committed during the week, was a day set apart for the commission of greater sins. How do most people follow this precept? Instead of employing the Sunday for the expiation of their faults, we may safely say, especially of those engaged in mercenary occupations, that it is a day for adding sin to sins. They spend the day in all kinds of sensuality and give themselves up to drunken joy. Our Lord could now say what he said in former times to the Jews through the mouth of his prophet Isaiah, "I hate your solemnities of the first day of the month and all your other feasts. They have become burdensome, and I am weary of enduring them." Mark those words, "your solemnities," as if our Lord had said, "You have made my feasts your feasts, and the days that ought to be consecrated to my glory, you devote to the satiety of your passions." As regards manual labor, it is not bad in itself, and it is not to condemn it that God forbids it on days that are consecrated holy. It is not also that he approves of idleness, which of itself is a great evil. But it is in order that all work or employment, however good in itself, must yield for a time to one more excellent, a work for which man is created, which is to know God, to adore, honor, and love him above all. This is the chief end of the law. You shall work for 6 days in the week, and during that time you can do your work and provide for your wants. But the seventh day is the Lord's day, and you must relinquish labor to offer him your love, adoration, and homage. The following is from French mystic Jean Guyon. When God created the world, he worked for 6 days, after which, Scripture says that he rested on the seventh. But in what consisted this rest of God? Here it is. And God saw all the things that he had made, and they were very good. God took a general review of all his works, and found them to be good and perfect. He found his rest in his approval. This is what we should imitate. Leave off your servile work, and take a survey of your conduct throughout the past week. See if you can say with God that all that you have done during these 6 days is good. Examine if you have been faithful to God and your neighbor, if you have fulfilled the duties of your state in life, if there has been any injustice in your employment or business. After this examination, give your approval to that which has been good, rectify that which has been faulty, and consecrate the rest of the day in renewals of love to God, so that he may be propitious to us. Do this also in reparation for the many dissipations you have complacently indulged in.